Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this altar daily, every day of your life. Use Turning Point to pray and pray more on your own. Also welcome to Wednesday, the fourth day in December 2024, fourth day in the 12th month. Today is special. God shall give you special miracle and blessing. Open your hands to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. On the fourth day in creation, God established the day and the night. He separated light from darkness. I prophesy over your life, whatever represents darkness is removed from you. Every power or force of darkness shall be alien to your life from today. This is the fourth day in December. And we have named December, our December to remember. God shall lead you to major breakthroughs. You will remember the rest of your life and be thanking Him. All travelers this month, either for official reason, for pleasure, or you are going back to your village, you are visiting your home country, whichever way you are traveling, by air, by road, by rail, or water, receive journey mercies. Exercise no fear. Anoint yourself each time you travel. Take your mantle along for point of contact. Go in peace and return in joy and bring sweet testimonies. Touch or raise your phone a bit. I want to prophesy alert upon alert again today. God will put you in good people's mind that will bless you financially this day and in this season. Your goods, your services, your products will enjoy super patronage. Oh, I'm sensing in my spirit. Oh, God will do so great things for you. This December will be totally different from all the Decembers you have ever known. God will raise people to favor you. People you know and people you don't know from far and near. Everyone, lay your right hand on your head and let me pray. Receive impartation for divine favor. Everything is possible under the anointing of favor. Your wedding is possible, your marriage, your conception, your visa, your paper, open doors. Healings, connections, breakthrough of all kinds. Receive anointing for divine favor now. Your miracle, your middle name from today shall be turned to favor. Say amen. You will be happy. December 4th celebrant. Your birthday prayers. I pray for you, you are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. From today, you start enjoying the presence of God in a stronger and a better way. Happy birthday. Now let's receive more teachings from questions and situations that listeners are sending in. Send yours if you have any. First one today. Good day, Daddy, and my wonderful TPGF. Somebody asked this earlier, but it hasn't been answered. Daddy, as a single lady in her late 40s, can one do IVF with a donor sperm as advised by a doctor due to age? Is it a sin or not? Please enlighten us, Daddy. God bless you, sir. Wow, I'm not finding it comfortable to say yes, go ahead, even though I cannot point to any verse of the Bible that says it's a sin. I would have preferred the IVF being a joint decision between the wife and the husband so that the child will grow up under the tutelage of the two parents. If you are within your culture or our culture here, I wonder what the reaction, the comment, insinuation, and the innuendos of people will be. Also, the child that shall grow up to ask of his father, and you say you are a product of a donor sperm. I wonder how he will feel. It may not mean much in other climes, but I think in our culture here is a deep thing. So I think there should be a deep reflection on this before a final decision is taken. Then you are in your late 40s. What tells you cannot still marry if this decision of a donor sperm for IVF is between the husband and wife? Like I said, it will be a totally different matter. I would rather suggest adoption. But as I said, I cannot say it is a sin. I have no scriptural reference to point to. I'm only looking at it from the psychological point of view. For you and the child that shall be raised. I want listeners with a better understanding and knowledge to give us the benefit of their knowledge on this matter. Send your contributions to our number +234 809 789 4,000. It will reach me, and I will share it here. I also can imagine how it feels to be a lady in your late 40s, never married before, and with no child. Let's have your comment and your contributions, listeners. Next, Daddy, we so much love you. This question and answer is doing a lot of settlement and turnaround in homes of many families that I share it with. You are doing a great work, sir, and we thank God for your life, for not deviating from what God called you to do, sir. More grace and strength in Jesus' name. We love you, Dad. Wow. God bless you for those nice words for me there. I love you also. Next, good morning, sir. Please answer my question. Is it right to pray, talk, and listen to God while in the restroom? Because other religions said it is not right that restroom is a dirty place. True or false? I need explanation, sir. Thank you, Daddy. Wow. Every religion has its own beliefs and practices, and I'm not here to condemn any religion or their beliefs. But Christianity does not have such beliefs. Christianity is more of your heart with God, your relationship with God through the person of the Holy Spirit, and understanding of God's word, which is the Bible. For instance, there are some religious beliefs that says when a woman is in her period menstruating, then she's an unclean person and must not come before God in the sanctuary. Christianity has no such beliefs. Then why do you see or call restroom a dirty place? Because of the water closet there, the WC? No. Now, please, look very well. If the restroom is well kept, no foul odor, no dirty things hanging here and there, now let me confess to you, I meditate better in my restroom and receive much inspiration and revelation when I'm under the shower, taking my bath. I still wonder why. Maybe because at that instance, one is stark naked in the restroom before your God. Lock the door and you close the door. Now, just you and God alone naked as you came into this world. I still don't understand the mystery behind it. I receive hymns, I receive songs, inspirations, scriptures, sometimes message topics better while under the shower. I want anyone who has similar experience to please share with us. My last word, please let your restroom be clean with beautiful, well-selected wall and floor tiles, beautiful ceilings, and beautiful lighting fittings, then flowers with sweet fragrance. Such restroom could be a place of peace, of serenity, of open heaven with God. That's why it is called restroom and not toilet, associated with foul odors. Listeners, let's have your own comment on this as well. Next, my heavenly commission, Pastor Femi Emmanuel. Wow, there is no name you will not call this your Pastor Femi Emmanuel. Heavenly commission. It's okay. Please, sir, what should a born-again Christian do when a wife of 30 years packed out of her husband's house saying she is no longer compatible with the husband and in the marriage again and left with grown-up children? And left him with grown-up children. Is he allowed to remarry instead of staying alone? Give me both biblical and moral solution. Thank you, sir. Wow. A marriage that has lasted 30 years, that has produced grown-up children. How I wish we can also hear from your woman. Hearing alone from you will not give us the full picture. There is no smoke without fire. Except such woman's life is in danger and is running for her life, or she's under or operating under some strange spell. Mothers hardly want to leave their children behind. Then, what effort have you made, sir, for reconciliation? Have you invited her family with your family? Even the grown-up children, if we can get them to talk to, I'm sure they have their perspectives because they see both of you as they grow together with you. My advice is please do all you can to bring her back for reconciliation and also see if you can get her to talk to us so that we can have a perfect picture, a balanced view, and be able to give you the right counsel. Or listeners, what do you think about this? We shall continue from here tomorrow. Today is the prayer mountain service in our Abuja Center, Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market, 12 to 2 p.m. as usual. Telephone numbers to engage for direction, 0806-133-2800. Thursday tomorrow is the prayer mountain in Ikeja, Lagos, Goshen Land, beside Allen Avenue roundabout. Two services will hold there tomorrow as usual, 7 to 9 a.m. and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Be there. These two services will also hold simultaneously in Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba, Abeokuta, Oshogbo Center, Akure Center, Port Harcourt Center, and Uyo Center. Please be there. Month has ended. Have you paid your tithe? Please do your, if you are a monthly tither, battle, Thanksgiving, partnership commitment, and the seed of 12, 12, 12 we are sowing this month. Do as God gives you the grace. I want to thank very much donors to the welfare account. Since I announced the burden God gave us to feed at least 10,000 families, we are going to buy foods in bulk, bags of rice, of yams, tubers of yams. We are going to buy vegetable oil. We are going to buy things in bulk to be able to distribute to 10,000 families that will feed them for at least 2 weeks to 1 month. I want to thank so many of us that have been responding in one way or the other. But our target is 40 million naira. We are still far from 40 million. I will stop saying it once we reach the target so that the work and the operation can continue. So do more. If you have done before, you can still do more. And those of us who can do in a bigger way, please do. But God values whatever you give. Account number for the welfare is Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel Welfare. Put welfare there because it is for the welfare. Zenith Bank account, Zenith Bank account number 101-723-8378. If you are doing your donation in dollars, in euros, or Canadian dollars, use our PayPal account. It's our account and it's active. For information on that, send a chat to +234-809-789-4000. If you are in UK, do your own directly to the HSBC Turning Point Global HSBC account. Send a chat for details of our HSBC account to 074-111-28401. I want to bless every one of you making that donation. When you help to feed the hungry, you will never know hunger. When you help to leave the poor, your generation will not know poverty. Let's feed the hungry. Jesus Christ said, give them something to eat. I thank you. I bless God for you. We are expecting more. Do as God gives to you. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day and have a wonderful month. Bye.